For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, we made it to Friday, everybody. Getting ready for the weekend here on the Morning Bullpen Show. We have, Mono's Country coming up in about 20 minutes. We have some jury duty that we need to get your opinion on in about 10 minutes. And we have some positive news to start your day coming up at the 6:10 Amen. So get ready to have a little fun with us this morning for the early risers. Let's say hi to Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hello, George.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You don't sound so happy to be here.
No, I'm great. I'm just tired. My Cowboys played last night,
yes.
So I was up late.
You had a good game.
You watched the game, yeah.
Yeah, but we barely beat a bad team.
Yes, that was
But you won.
Take it.
No, it's not. It's probably our last one of the season.
Yeah, the Giants are horrible. Wasn't like an interception at the very end.
Oh, shut up. Leave me alone.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. The Cowboys won. Yay!
They did. We will celebrate for you.
Thank you. We have baseball this weekend. Astros are playing this weekend. We'll talk about that. The Texans are playing this weekend. We'll talk about that. You can hear the game right here on 100.3 The Bull. But right now we have the top three things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call it the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
What's for lunch today? I know we have no shortage of like the best of the best restaurants around. Like Houston is known for that. Mm-hmm. Like top 50 in the nation, okay? But the New York Times just put out their article about the best restaurants, okay? So this is the list you want to be on. And there's a restaurant that I've never heard of. It's called Viola and Agnes's Neo Soul Cafe.
What?
NASA Road 1. The New York Times says, quote, they have poor signage, but big flavors. It's like soul food with seafood.
It's down, is it like Clear Lake?
I guess.
What? Yeah, NASA Road 1?
I know that people that go there probably are like, don't talk about our place. But the New York Times published it.
Wow.
Y'all, we gotta go.
We have to go try it.
Number two.
In case you and your friends talk about the same stuff that me and my friends are talking about, this whole Sean Diddy Combs thing is wow! And it just took a local turn because Houston attorney Tony Busby, we all know who he is, He says that his law firm is representing over 50 people who said they were subject to the assault and the abuse of Combs.
From here in Houston?
I don't know about that yet, but the stories that we know are crazy. The celebrities involved are crazy. And Busby says that he's expecting some of his clients to tell their stories next week.
Ooh.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It's cold outside. It finally feels more like fall in Houston. Low humidity is where it's really getting us. And the dry air and the breeze. What are we doing? 60s along the coast.
What?
I know it's going to last through the weekend before everything changes back to next week. But enjoy the weekend.
I was going to say, very rarely do we get
outside. So yeah,
get out there
football,
and enjoy.
Pumpkin patches. Do it all this weekend.
It's the top three things that are trending in Texas. You're going to be hearing about them all day. Powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we get Bull Nation together for a little good news. And today, it turns out that angels don't always wear wings. Sometimes they wear brown, as in a UPS driver uniform. Raheem Cooper was passing on his usual route when he turned a corner and something caught his eye. There was an elderly woman that had collapsed in her driveway. Oh. So without hesitation, he stopped. The UPS big van ran over to her side, called emergency services. The woman, later identified as Marie Cobble, had suffered a brain hemorrhage while out checking her mail. Ooh. Raheem stayed by her side, even called her grandma while he was talking to her to keep her calm. Help arrived. Doctors say, by the way, timing was critical with this, and Raheem's quick action saved Marie's life. She had successful surgery, but here's the crazy part. After 5 days, the doctor said Marie's vital signs were fine, but she still hadn't been able to speak a single word. So Marie's granddaughter called Raheem and asked if he would visit her in the hospital. Y'all, when he walked into the room, she was able to push herself up in bed, her face lit up, and for the first time since the ordeal, she said, thank you, and it was her first word since surgery.
Stop it right now.
I love this story. Very clear that Raheem was delivering more than just packages Aww. That day, right? So wherever you are, this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this UPS driver?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
All right, Hurricane Helene in the news this morning. It's not coming anywhere close to Texas, but it is getting personal for us here on The Morning Bullpen Show. Find out what's happening and why it's getting so personal coming up in 10 minutes here on The Bull. Don't forget, on Sunday, you can get every snap of the Texans game right here on the home of the Texans, 100.3 The Bull, as the Texans take on the Jaguars this weekend. Hurricane Helene, not coming anywhere close to the Texas coast, but I'm afraid it's getting a little too close for us here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Welcome in. My name is George. Mo is over there. Eric with a K. Eric and I both have family members that are kind of in the eye of this storm.
George. Mm-hmm. Eric. No, I mean, honestly, like, I think most of us here in Texas, like, as soon as we found out that it wasn't coming our way, I kind of just, like, didn't forget about it. Obviously,
but you're
still seeing it, but I relaxed
you
for
relax
sure.
You a little bit, yeah. Mo. Yeah. And then Eric was talking about it yesterday. I was bringing up to him, we were kind of commiserating because your brother is going to be kind of in the center of all of this, or some of the aftermath.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at some of the projections, and Charleston, South Carolina, where my brother is gonna get hit pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm really nervous for him. The dude has not been able to catch a break since he moved to South Carolina.
Is that right?
His house is falling apart, and then every time he gets it rebuilt, it gets hit with something else.
No way.
The kid cannot catch a break. So I hope he's getting out of town. I got to get a hold of him.
So many people have friends that they're keeping an eye on. Mo, we were talking about this. We have friends that live in Florida.
Oh my goodness. It's the first thing I checked this morning. My friends live in 30A. They just relocated there, and they have four kids, two dogs, and it's their first, you know, Florida hurricane. And so they're like, well, what do we do? What do we do? And they, luckily, it looks like just rain.
Helene, by the way, says coming on shore is a cat 4 instead of a cat 2 or 3, which is what they were thinking earlier in the week. My son, like Eric's family, up in South Carolina. So you think, well, that's a pretty good way. Actually, it's going to swing that way. And they're really concerned about flooding in Greenville, which is where Matt lives. I got to tell you, though, a funny story. He texted, so we've been texting the last couple of days, just
right,
constantly.
Course.
You know, you got this, you have flashlights, you have, you know, all this.
Yeah.
And so yesterday he texted and he was like, okay, I have all this non-perishable food.
Yes.
All this shelf-stable stuff for the next few days. So we better get hit so I get my money's worth out of this. And my older son, Zachary, said, you sound just like Dad.
Sweet.
It's like, yeah, you better get your money's worth out of it. Hopefully they don't get their money's worth out of it. And hopefully if you have family
or acquaintances, friends that you know in that family, that everybody makes it out of there. But say a prayer. We know what it's like here in Texas, so say a prayer for those that are affected. Well, forgotten birthdays were yesterday's hit on 10 Minute Tune. Now it's going to be your turn to inspire Eric today with your suggestion. What should he sing about on the 10 Minute Tune? Get ready. 7:30, set a reminder. Come back and join us here on the Morning Bullpen.
Now I know how my father felt about me because I'm disappointed in my son.
What?
He's
what?
Five?
Man, that's a lot to unpack right there. First thing in the morning.
Thank you.
So, as you know, I was a black belt in Taekwondo.
We know.
Yeah.
You would have been a real life ninja if you wouldn't have twisted your ankle 5 years ago.
I only bring it up every other day that I was a second degree black belt in Taekwondo. It was the only athletic thing I was good at as a child. And so my kids followed in my footsteps. Both my daughter, who's 9, and my son, who's 5, took Taekwondo, and they both excel at it.
Okay.
And I was so proud and happy.
Those Eric genes got passed on.
Yes. They're going to carry on the Taekwondo belt. Well, yesterday, my son hung up his Taekwondo belt. He has given up on Taekwondo. He says it's, quote unquote, the most boring thing ever, Dad.
How old is 4?
He's 5.
He's 5 years old? Okay. So
he's picked up a new hobby. Now he's doing ninja class, which is like jumping off of stuff and swinging from...
Okay, so let me just be naive for a second. They're not the same thing. It's much less structured.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Okay, he just gets to run around and jump off of stuff.
Right, Taekwondo, they're learning like choreography. 5, 6, 7, 8, and swat, and trap, and hit some wood.
Kind of, yes. Actually.
And now he's just
really
like
elaborate dance fighting, yes.
Foam pits and rope swings.
There you go.
Dream
you got it.
That's what every 5-year-old would pick.
Yes. I was going to say, it seems natural that he would go for something like he's going to be a ninja. I mean, that would be the thing, right?
Well, luckily, Charlie, my daughter, is still in Taekwondo. So I got one child that I can love.
Living vicariously through her.
So you do have a favorite child now. Is that what you're saying?
There is a celebration for Ford.
What's that?
Who I'm very disappointed in. Yeah, and listen to this. He lost a tooth yesterday then lost a tooth yesterday.
He lost a tooth yesterday lost it. What?
Nope. He lost one tooth. So he comes out to the car when I pick him up from school. I'm pickup dad. Every single day I pick my kids up from school. And he opens his mouth and he goes, "Look!" He lost his very first tooth ever.
Okay.
And he lost it in gym class and held it in his pocket. And when he got out to the car, it wasn't in there anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, so he lost his tooth.
Wait. And then lost his tooth. I get what you're saying.
I have a lot of logistical questions.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the plan?
What do you mean, what's the plan?
You can't put it under your pillow if you lost it.
Oh, no, it already happened. This was yesterday.
Oh.
The tooth fairy evidently showed up this morning, and he got his money and said, "I can go find it myself. I know where all the teeth are."
Her job.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, no. That's not the way to... No. You have to exchange... It's an exchange of goods.
No,
it's a barter system.
Oh, she found
you give me
it.
The tooth, I give you money. What is this new age, like, tooth fairy thing?
She's probably got new detectors and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, George, you don't know about the detectors.
So you're telling me AI is entered into the world of tooth fairies? No.
Sorry, ruining your life.
No, I don't get this at all. All right, so he got his money.
Yes, he got his money. He lost his very first tooth. He's so proud. He feels like such a big boy. And I would be really proud, too, if he hadn't given up on Taekwondo.
Right, you have one
All
kid.
All right, fine.
You still have
you
one.
Have one
that you
have
love.
One child that you're still proud of. We get it. All right.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, coming up, there is one thing you can do that crosses the line whenever you have guests at your house. One simple thing, according to a new survey, you do this one thing, you've crossed the line. What is it? Well, we'll let you tell us if you agree on jury duty this morning. It's time for jury duty. We're just out here doing God's work, solving these daily dilemmas. And today, Mo, the question is this.
When you have house guests, the bedroom is off limits.
Oh. That sounds way trickier than I thought it was.
No, it's not. Where did this come from, though?
Okay, so this came from that we had some friends by last weekend when we got back from our vacation. Yeah. We had some friends that came by, brought us some stuff. They were, you know, picking up mail, all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Right? And this is the first time they had come to the house.
Okay.
And Deanna was showing them around.
Yes.
And she, like, took them all the way through the house. Here's the bedroom. And I was like, what are you doing? Because bedrooms are off limits when you have guests at the house.
Oh, so you two disagree on that.
We disagree. Okay. Yes, we had a long discussion in disagreement about that. Mm-hmm. She's like, what is, there's nothing, it's just a bedroom. I love the pillows and the duvet.
I was going to say, y'all are like clean people. You don't have kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I get her being able to show it off. For me, when I have people over, that's where I like throw everything. I'm like, all right, we got to get these shoes off the stairs before someone walks in the door. Like, throw those toys in my bedroom and close the door.
So guests are off limits at your house.
Yes, for sure.
To go to the bedroom. Eric, what about you?
Yeah, I think we all three finally agree on the jury duty.
Is that right?
So this is us against George's wife. I don't feel good about that.
This has never happened. But no, when I'm showing house guests the house, that door stays closed. I go, oh, that's the bedroom. And then we move along.
Yeah. So the question again is this.
When you have house guests, the bedroom is off limits. Yes or no?
Juror number one is Dexter. Anytime you say house guests and Dexter, I think of the TV show. But Dexter is in Houston, Northeast Houston. Dexter, when's the last time you had somebody at your house?
Last weekend.
Okay.
Okay, last weekend.
When you have house guests, Dexter, the bedroom is off limits. Yes or no?
Most definitely off limits.
Yep.
Off limits. Is it because it's a wreck in there?
No.
It's just private.
Because it's a wreck. It's private.
Sacred.
It's private. It's sacred. All right. We have, by the way, we just had a couple of people drop off. I guess they don't want to talk about their bedroom.
Honest
if you
to goodness,
want to give your opinion,
bedroom.
713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Go to juror number two.
All right. Come on, Irene. Missouri City. Tell us the answer. When you have house guests, the bedroom is off limits. Yes or no?
No, it is not off limits.
Oh, okay. So you're nice
like my wife. You show everything when somebody comes over. Wait, that didn't
sound... It's Grand Central Station. Everything's in there. Everyone's going in and out looking for something.
Oh, wow. See, my house doesn't run like that either because I have toddlers. And so I'm like, don't even ever go in mommy and daddy's room. Like, just don't go in there. I don't want anyone in there.
Can't get in there. Okay, all right. So juror number three this morning. We want to know your opinion on this.
That's Janice in Montgomery. Hey, Miss Janice, you heard the question. When you have house guests, the bedroom is off limits. Yes or no?
Yes, off limits.
Yeah.
Off limits. Okay, you and my wife. What are you all hiding? That's what I want
to
know.
Okay, we're going on to the next caller now.
I feel like there's somebody in there that's hiding something. I just want to know.
Malachi's on the phone. Hey, Malachi, the question, when you have house guests, the bedroom is off limits. Do you show friends your bedroom?
Yeah, sometimes.
You do?
If it's someone in my family or like my friends, then they could go in my bedroom. But if it's like... parents, friends, or something, then they're not.
Oh, that makes sense. You have all your toys, your Legos are in there. Like, you want to show your friends your Legos, but you don't want, your mom doesn't want her friends to see your messy Legos.
I just don't want them to see because it's a huge mess.
It's a huge mess.
Malachi,
okay.
Do you
Malachi,
not make your bed?
You?
10
years 10. Old. Okay. 10 years old.
Through it. No, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's our first kid on jury duty. It's our very first one. All right. Final juror this morning. Juror number five, Eric.
All right. Amy is on the phone. Amy, when you have house guests, the bedroom is off limits. Yes or no?
Yes, it's off limits.
Yeah.
Off
limits.
Is it because of your Legos?
I don't want to know why, Amy. I love you.
I don't know if we want to ask Amy why.
I mean, I do, but not on the air.
All right. So, Mo, here's the situation this morning. A final juror's count is?
When you have house guests, the bedroom, off limits. And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. So, so you all agree, the three of us are at odds.
Well, now that I know that this is off limits, that the jury has spoken, next time somebody's giving me a tour, I'm going to specifically ask to see the bedroom.
Just to see if they let you in. weirdo.
It's jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show, yesterday we sang about birthdays that had been forgotten, but what's going to be your thing that will trigger Eric today to write a new 10-minute tune? It's coming up 7:30 here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a new TikTok trend that's about to make your favorite snack taste even better. But do you dare try it? We'll find out coming up at 7:50 here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time for our 10-minute tune. You know how it works. You call, you make a suggestion, and if Eric likes your suggestion, he will create a song about it and come back and perform it all in 10 minutes. But it needs to start with you inspiring him with your suggestion.
Monica's on the phone in Richmond. Hey, Monica, what would you like Eric to sing about?
You know, since we're talking about football season, have you seen the size of those Texas moms?
Oh, my goodness. It's out of control, Monica.
Hoco moms.
Yes. And these high school girls walk around almost hunchback.
Yeah.
Where they have so much on their mom. So I'd like him to sing a song about the size of a Texas mom.
Yes.
Have you seen the one where they're lifting up the mom with the forklift? It's so big.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy,
yes.
Right? Okay. All right. Hoco moms.
Hoco moms. That's right. Thank you.
Emily's in Tomball. Emily, good morning. What should Eric sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
He should sing about sibling dynamics. I have a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 4-month-old daughter. And my daughters, and my 10-year-old and my 4-year-old are always screaming, fighting while my baby's crying.
Wait a minute. Emily, didn't you just call the other day with this same suggestion?
I did.
Girl needs a song.
I do, because it's 6 o'clock in the morning and they with their shenanigans, and I'm like, it's too early. Help me.
Family dynamics.
Got it. All right, sister, I wrote this down.
Thank you.
Isaac is on the phone in Texas City. Hey, Isaac, what should I sing about today, buddy?
Hey, I would like him to sing about the issue with trying to do your business in the restroom, but yet your wife keeps poking out her face through the door.
What?
Your wife spies on you in the bathroom?
Yes.
What? Is this some, like, thing y'all are into? Like, yeah. I'm confused.
What?
Like, I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm trying to do my business, and yet she keeps poking the door, and I keep forgetting to lock the door.
Okay, is she checking on life? Like, are you in there for 5 hours?
Kinda, yes.
Okay. I didn't know where we were going with this one.
It's a whole different situation than what we heard
before. This might be a hyper-specific problem, because I don't have this problem.
Isaac, I appreciate the suggestion, my friend.
Me up.
All right, let's see, Eric. What are we doing today? Hoco moms. We have the lady who still wants the family dynamic song, and then Isaac and whatever his issue is with his wife in the bathroom.
Issue.
So.
I think it's the time when moms are the most popular thing in Texas
it's
right now.
Everything on my timeline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. My niece, by the way, just posted a picture of her Hoco mom. So, yeah. So you got to do that one. Yep. That's going to be the topic. We're going to see what Eric can create for Hoco moms. Homecoming moms. It's up in 10 minutes. Hear the song on the Morning Bullpen. I are going to see you out at the Texans game on Sunday. And don't forget, you can hear every snap, every play of the Texans all season long right here, because we are the home of the Texans right here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time to find out what Eric has created today off our suggestion that is oh so Texas.
You know, since we have the, we're talking about football season, have you seen the size of those Texas mums?
Mm-hmm. We did see the size of those Texas mums. By the way, shout out to Audrey, Clear Creek High School. She posted her mum. It covered her entire body.
Stop it.
It's so huge, mum.
It's wild.
It's so huge.
It's a thing, though.
It is. It's the Texas thing.
The Texas thing.
You have to explain it to people who aren't from Texas.
Which so. I'm fine with. It's cute.
Eric, back in the studio. You got mums on the mind?
Yeah, actually, that was a really good intro to this song, George, because I'm going to do mums, but I'm going to do it for first-timers who might not know exactly what a homecoming mum is. And I'm going to do it in the style. You remember that song by Chris Jansen? Done.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I love that song. So let's do mums in the style of Done.
Here it is. 10-minute tune on The Bull.
Mums. Big, poofy, weird things. Mums. They wear them for homecoming, mums. It doesn't make much sense, but down here in Texas, the mothers, they purchase bells and some ribbons and lots of fake flowers, glitter and charms, man, these things, they take hours. I have just one question, and that's why, girls, you spent how much going shopping at Michael's, mums? It's arts and crafts like it's on cocaine, mums. These Texas moms, they're so insane. But every teenager deserves at least one. And that's why at HoCo, the tradition here is mums.
I want to know who the first mom was that, like, went way over the line.
That's a great, we need the history.
We do need the history.
I want to know
we do,
Eric, that's pretty spot on.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. So, homecoming, if you have homecoming coming up or you just had it and you want to share that with somebody, you can grab it off the Audacy app, Audacy, and you can get it there and download it. We put up the 10-minute tune every day. Now, coming up, TikTok's got a new trend to make your favorite snack pop. But a warning before you try it. Hear the warning and hear the snack next on The Bull. I feel like Morpheus and Matrix. What if I'm about to blow your mind? I'm going to offer you the blue pill. I'm going to offer you the red pill.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Because I'm about to change your life. And you have to decide whether you want to go back to living life the old way or if you want to live life the new way. I do. I feel like Morpheus here because there's a new TikTok trend about one of your favorite snacks. But let me just warn you, once you try it, you may never have this snack the same way again.
Oh, well, Georgia, I think I'm going to burst your bubble.
Oh, yeah?
You think we're talking about popcorn right now, but we're not going to.
We're not going to talk about popcorn?
No, and I'm really sorry to do this for you. Yeah. I've never done this in the 10 years that you and I have worked together.
Never.
And I'm a little nervous because George likes a schedule and a plan.
And he's very, very buttoned
up. This is not on the plan.
And right now he's sweating. We told you we were going to talk about popcorn, but we actually planned something else.
Yeah, we've planned something completely different.
There is popcorn.
You can cut the music, George.
Yeah, turn off this. Yes.
What are we doing? I swear to goodness, I have no idea what is happening.
George absolutely hates being out of control.
Okay, but you know what today is, George. Casually in passing, like weeks ago, you mentioned to me that today is an important day.
Oh, yes. Today is the anniversary of my very first day working in radio when I was 15 years old. Today was the day I started, September 27th, 1974.
Okay, I'm not going to do the math, but we could not let that day go by without celebrating, okay? So our boss, Melissa, tipped off the National Association of Broadcasters, and they were like so pumped. They're like, this is a huge milestone. So we decided to do something special, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
But we need a little help.
Yes, we need some help. We need to bring in the big guns. Hold on.
Just 1 second. There's people here, George.
I don't.
Are you sweating? Or
there's
you?
There's nobody. I didn't see anybody here.
That's the
yes.
Point.
I am terribly sweating.
I love making George a little bit nervous.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
This is our boss.
Sarah, no.
Hello.
It's our boss.
Good morning. That is one of George's most important women in his life.
Absolutely.
Wait, I'm the most.
What do you mean?
I signed the check. Did you get your check today?
Yeah.
Actually, the most important person in George's wife is also involved. His wife, Deanna, is on Zoom right now watching all of this. She's seeing the shock in his face. And we have a bunch of your former coworkers that are also on Zoom watching this, George,
yep.
And your sons, your siblings, Aaron, Jesse, Bruce, Dave, Mark, and Barry, Jay, Jill, a lot of people. Charlotte's on there. Say hi to Zach and Matt. Yep. They're all watching.
They're all on Zoom right now. George, we're broadcasting this live on Facebook. On the Bulls page right now. Everybody can see your friends and family that have all shown up to celebrate you today. And they can see Sarah Fraser, our big boss, on camera right now. All of us. So wave to the cameras. Because you're live on Facebook.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I usually can sniff out something that like Mo is doing. I had no idea about this.
Well, Miss Sarah has some nice things to say about you. In fact, she's going to read a proclamation, I believe.
Well, it is a very auspicious day today, indeed.
Wow.
And as past chairman of the Texas Association of Broadcasters and a proud member of the National Association of Broadcasters, it is with great honor and heartfelt gratitude that I present you this certificate of recognition for your outstanding service and dedication for the past 50 years in radio.
Oh my gosh.
Your career has been marked by an unwavering commitment to excellence, a profound passion for broadcasting, and a deep connection with your listeners. Your unique ability to engage and resonate with audiences not only has earned you immense respect within this broadcasting community, but also made a lasting impact on the lives of your listeners. We are deeply grateful for your years of dedication and service. And as you continue your legacy with high hopes to inspire young broadcasters, we know you will do so as a model of excellence and integrity. George, may this 50-year celebration be filled with joy and satisfaction of knowing you made a difference. Congratulations and thank you once again for your extraordinary service. With warm regards, Curtis Sligett. And the National Association of Broadcasters.
Holy cow.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, y'all. This is not what I had planned for the show.
Right, I'm sorry. You probably don't have anything planned to say,
do you?
We're so excited.
Obviously,
we wouldn't want to miss a day celebrating you. And thanks to everyone that helped us. We got to go down memory lane a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got to talk to all of your old coworkers.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord. That's dangerous.
Everyone loves
that's
you so dangerous. Much. And we're excited to celebrate you all morning long. And
George, I sent you the link. If you want to click on that link, you can see everybody who showed up on
I do want to see everybody.
To see you and celebrate
including
you.
One of your sons that has no power because of the hurricane.
Matt is literally hanging out in the dark right now.
He totally is. So.
Everyone, so sweet. Thank you, Sarah, for helping us make this
happen.
We have champagne, we have bourbon, and we have lots to celebrate.
Yes, party favors. We got food coming, George. We got a party.
You know, Sarah, let me just say this. I still remember clearly the day that we went out to breakfast, lunch.
Yes.
To interview for this job. I remember walking out of that meeting and telling my wife, because I immediately called her on the phone, and I said, I want to work for that woman. I want to work for her.
That's so kind. I'm so grateful that you trusted us and came here and... It has been a pleasure to work with you and my honor to get to work with you for this part of your career.
Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I honestly don't know what to say. I was telling a friend last night, I am having more fun than I've ever had on a radio show because of these two, Mo and Eric.
I love that.
And honestly, I believe, and Bruce is on, and Barry, everybody that you mentioned that is on. Jesse's on there. Wait, oh, I forgot I could look, right? Jesse's on there, everybody.
Yes.
I honestly believe this. my only talent is that I can surround myself with really incredible people. That's the only talent I have, is that I am attracted to really, really talented people. And I think that's the reason that I've been able to do this for 50 years. So
it's incredible.
Thank you all.
It's quite a legacy.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
You honestly had no idea.
I swear, I had no idea. Yay! And I usually can snip this stuff out. Yeah, it's like, okay, something's going on.
Celebrating George today and forever. Oh, big gosh. Anniversary.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is I was really hesitant. I have been really hesitant to talk about this. I mean, this is a huge anniversary for me. And I've been hesitant to talk about it. Because it's like, I didn't know if people would judge me or look at me differently. Like, you're over the hill, you're past your prime, you can't do this anymore. So I for a long time, I was like, I didn't even acknowledge, having big anniversaries like this. But radio has been my passion since I was 15 years old.
It's amazing.
Been doing it for 50 years. So it's crazy. Thank you, Sarah.
You should be very proud.
Thank you for believing in me. Appreciate it. Eric, love you.
Thank you, man.
You have been an amazing addition to the show. And Mo, I
agree.
I can't even believe. First of all, I hate you for doing this.
Yes.
But I can't believe what an honor it's been to get to work with you these last 10 years of the 50. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
We love celebrating you.
Okay, if anybody's just tuning in, George is not dying.
I'm not dying.
He's not going anywhere.
We should probably reference that. Yeah.
We are celebrating.
Today is, I was 15 years old. I walked into a radio station in Litchfield, Kentucky, and they hired me. And I started running religious programming that weekend on Sunday morning, getting up early. And my dad had to drive me because I didn't have a license.
Yeah.
My dad had to drive me back and forth to work. So bless his heart for doing that. But thank you all.
We're glad he did.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You all made my day. Thanks, everybody, for joining on Zoom. And all of you, keep your stories to yourself. Okay, so thank you all. Appreciate it. Now, I don't even know what we do next, but I think we're going to do Mono's Country, and I'm going to do really, really hard questions.
Okay.
Thank you all so much. Love you all.
The New Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's go to Pinehurst and talk to Missy. She's taking on Mo today and trying to get $100. This is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Missy?
Because it's Mo's money.
That's exactly right. All right, tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, okay?
Get out of there, Mo.
Good luck, Missy.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, Missy, and they start right now. Question number one, which country singer was named CMA Entertainer of the Year in 2022 and is known for hits like Tennessee Whiskey?
Chris Stapleton.
Question number two, her latest album has some thinking yee-haw, but she says yee-nah. It's not a country record, even though she's married to Blake Shelton. Name the artist.
Gwen Stefani.
Question number three, Dustin Lynch says country is cooler than ever, and he name-dropped three people he thinks that bear a lot of responsibility for making it cool. It's Hardy, Luke Combs, and this U-proof singer.
Morgan Wallen.
Question number four. Whose 2007 country crossover, Teardrops on My Guitar, really solidified her switch to pop music?
Ooh. I don't know that one.
Okay, question number five. Which country superstar married actress Nicole Kidman in 2006?
Keith Urban.
All right, let's get Mo back in. I tell you what, and play along with me here, okay, Missy? because Mo did a big surprise for my 50th anniversary in radio, so I promised I'd make it harder on her. So surprise her, okay? Mo, welcome back.
Yes.
Glad you're here. How did Missy do?
She got 4 out of 5. She did great.
Dang.
Okay. She's tough, Mo. Here we go. Question number one, Mo.
Uh-huh.
Give me the legal middle name for Chris Stapleton.
Christopher.
Okay, all right, all right. That's not really a question.
I was like, wow, George, no hints.
I told you we were going to ramp it up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right, here's really the question. Okay. Question number one, which country singer was named CMA Entertainer of the Year in 2022 and is known for hits like Tennessee Whiskey?
That's Chris Stapleton.
That is Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
All right, 1-1.
Question number two. Her latest album has some thinking yee-haw, but she says yee-nah. She said it's not a country record, even though she's married to Blake Shelton. Name the artist.
Gwen Stefani.
It is Gwen Stefani. Yes, that is correct.
All right, 2-2. She got it.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Dustin Lynch says country is cooler than ever, and he name dropped 3 people he thinks bear a lot of responsibility for that. Hardy, Luke Combs, and the guy who sings U-Proof.
U-Proof is Morgan Wallen.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah.
All right. She
I
got
thought
it.
That was very cool that he was giving him those shout outs.
So sweet. Yeah.
3-3.
Question number four.
Mm-hmm.
Whose 2007 country crossover, Teardrops on My Guitar, really solidified her switch to pop music?
Oh, that's Taylor Swift.
Mo's favorite artist, by the way. Taylor Swift is correct, yes.
Missy didn't know that one, so now Mo's winning 4-3.
I wish I didn't know that one, Missy.
Question number five.
Let's go.
Which country superstar married actress Nicole Kidman in 2006?
Keith Urban.
That is Keith Urban. She got them all correct.
Missy, that means she got all 5 and you got 4, so she kept her money.
But now I want to know Chris Stapleton's middle name.
His legal middle name. Yeah, yeah. Missy, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Missy from Pinehurst in Mo Knows Country.
It's Alvin, Missy. Christopher Alvin Stapleton.
Alvin is his middle name. Oh, look at that.
Thanks for playing, sister.
All right, thank you.
Now, if you'd like a shot at that $100, Monday morning, 8:20, will be your next chance to play Mo Knows Country, and it only happens here on The Bull. And coming up in just about 10 minutes, new tracks for the weekend. What are you going to download? 2 of country's biggest stars just dropped a duet. We'll tell you who they are in 10 minutes here on The Bull.
The top stories happening in Houston. 3.
A low-hype local restaurant has made the New York Times list of top 50 restaurants in the nation. Shout out to Viola and Agnes's Neo Soul Cafe. The New York Times says the restaurant on NASA Road 1 has, quote, poor signage, but big flavors.
2.
The Sean Diddy Combs case just took a local turn as Houston attorney Tony Busby announced his firm is representing over 50 people in the case. Busby says some of his clients will tell their stories as early as next week.
And the top story trending in Texas.
A fall chill in the air for our Friday morning. Plenty of sunshine for the weekend. Low humidity, dry air, and that humidity will be back next week. That's what's trending in Texas right here with the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.